We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kelly hits it in the air to center field. Moreno, going toward right center, makes the catch. Pittsburgh wins it.
And so this team, with its remarkable comeback capacity throughout the entire regular season, proved itself all over again, beating the Reds in the National League Championship Playoff Series, and then coming from a 3-1 deficit, and there is Willie Stargell. Just BP. That's right. Just named the most valuable player. It's as it should be. He's the spirit, the soul of the club. He's become one of the most important figures in the entire Steel City community. And there is the other, the man, the Reed, who looks like a Stanford College philosophy professor, university, I should have said. And the fans from Pittsburgh are out there jumping. And indeed, the Bucks have gone all the way.
All right, it's time for What's That Steak, brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, the perfect steak every time. That audio, depending on your perspective, is either uplifting or depressing. Today is the 40th anniversary of the Pirates winning the 1979 World Series. That was Keith Jackson, who I had forgotten did baseball for ABC. With Howard Cosell.
How about Cosell on the getting call to that do, World like, Series? How about him getting to do what amounted to whatever he wanted? Color, play-by-play, just kind of generally riffing.
Drink in the booth.
As a trained lawyer?
Rip on people. Yeah.
What a different era it was. Probably a better one in that sense, because now you'd have, like, John Smoltz, or who's the lead guy?
It would be like if Dennis Miller or Tony Kornheiser had really caught on. As Monday Night Football
specifically
analysts.
Kornheiser, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
How's that hit you, that audio? It's a guy that is too young to remember. You weren't even alive for the 1979 World Series.
Yeah, a couple different thoughts go through my head. Even
40
with,
years.
Even with the playoff run being like they had in 2013 through 15, like it still doesn't feel almost real that they were there in like an actual honest-to-God World Series game. You know what else is running through my mind? When I was, like, a kid, I was, like, 12, the idea that the 79 team was only 6 years before I was born, it seemed like it was six decades. Like, another era is 1979 versus 85. Now it doesn't. Now it's like, oh, my God, we're 6 years removed from that 2013 team. And we're 40 years removed from that. And it just feels like a lot could happen in 40 years, the next 40 for this team. Maybe Lennox will grow up to see a big-time winner, but it doesn't feel like a lot of positive stuff will. 40 years ago today, they won the World Series. 40 years ago, or 40 years later today, you and I are talking about an interview that was done with the mayor about whether or not he has like a responsibility to try to audit the Pirates. That's what's going through my mind. How does that hit me? That's how it hits me.
Yeah, I wish I could be more optimistic about the state and future of the Pirates, but right now I'm not. And I feel like the 1979 team is going to become to Pirates fans what the 1908 Cubs were to Chicago fans and what the 1918 Red Sox were to Boston fans. This team that as time goes on and on and on, like now, even still today, there are plenty of people in our listening audience who can vividly remember that day and that game and
who
Willie
probably
Stargell
actually have a picture in their mind's eye when they hear that
Kent
clip.
Kent Tekulve and, Dave Parker and all the guys that helped, bring Pittsburgh its last World Series. But eventually, those guys are just going to, like Tinker and Evers to Chance to Cubs fans or Babe Ruth pitching for the White Sox or Red Sox. Like, you're only going to be able to know about that championship team, that last championship team,
in pictures and in books,
right?
Because the guys that were on the 79 team are not going to be here in 20 more, whatever it is, and eventually they'll stop being able to tell the story firsthand, and then it's you're right to say that it is going to be like, well, the last time it'll be the last time the Pirates were in the World Series was 1979. And that is exactly how it is going to be kind of used and framed. Right now, it is still fresh enough to be kind of a wistful memory of, like, maybe they can get it back. Maybe we are family, that whole thing that conjures up. Soon it'll be a footnote.
I actually disagree in this way. I think the 79 Pirates are going to become the most remembered team or most memorable team in this region because of a prolonged Pirates drought. And I think the drought is going to extend and go on for so long that it might even become known outside of Pittsburgh in just general baseball circles that the 1979 Pirates are the last Pirates World Series winning team. The same way, as I mentioned with those other two iconic sports teams, you didn't need to be from Boston to know that 1918 was the year they last won the World Series before they broke the curse in 04. Like, that became, because of a long period of losing or coming close and losing, that team, the 1918 Red Sox, took on a life of its own because of the future team's ineptitude or failures. And I think the 79 team is going to get canonized the same way. Like, it was a special team in that there was camaraderie and that those guys all played for each other and they had an anthem and they had a song that they became synonymous with, and Stargell won both MVPs.
It's not the team that makes itself become so well-known and famous. It's what comes after
them. Yeah, it's the last one. The 79 Pirates are not in baseball, in the all-time stratosphere of baseball, the history books. They're not an all-time great team.
They didn't win 119 games instead of
record. They're a World Series winning team.
They came back from 3-1 down in the World Series, which is noteworthy.
They capped a great decade of Pirates baseball, starting with Steve Blass winning a World Series and ending with Stargell winning one.
They're most known and associated with Disco. And with Willie Stargell in kind of like that sporting role we love stars to play, the aging lion, the aging star who's past his prime but still plenty good enough to be an impact player. And you know what they remind me of? Is Stargell and that team are like Bettis, is like Bettis on the Super Bowl 40 Steelers team. Now, granted, I think that's a little disrespectful to Stargell and what he still could do, but he was an emotional center for a team that went all the way.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!